Well, back in mid-50s, I was doing a lot of photography for the Development Corporation. And it so happened that my boss, the chief engineer, and the deputy engineer were both keen photographers. And they were both members of the photographic club. And they said, look, Ken, you should join us. And up to then, I'd never been keen on clubs of that sort. But I thought, OK, I'll go along. And in those days, they used to meet at the Friends Meeting House in Hanside Lane. And so I became a member. And there were competitions, which I had a go at. It was nearly all black and white in those days. I'm talking about late 50s. I was reasonably successful with one or two of the competitions, much to the disgust of my bosses, because I beat them. I would think it was less than 20 that would come regularly. I mean, with most clubs, you have members. They don't all turn up. But I would think, because the room we used at the Friends Meeting House wasn't all that big. Mm. And I would think 15 to 20 would be there on a club night. I mean, we used to have speakers who would come to talk to us about photography. Yeah, middle age. There were one or two young members. It was an annual subs. Well, I mean, we met every week.
Yeah.
You know, it was a weekly thing. And there would be competitions which would take up a whole evening. But other than that, it would be a speaker, brought-in speaker. Or maybe sometimes a club member could give a talk,
yes,
about a specialist thing he did. In my first phase of being a member, yes, most of them did their own developing, because it was really all black and white. There wasn't much colour, apart from transparencies, which you would normally send away. Although some people possibly did do their own. But actually, I did win a cup in my first term of membership. And I had forgotten that. In the second term, they dug this cup out and my name was on it. I didn't realise that.
Can you remember why you won it?
It's probably black and white competition of some sort.